What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode. As always, I'm here with Anthony, and joining us again today, and hopefully every time from now on, is Ben. What's going on, guys?
How we doing, guys? We good?
Doing good. So this is our first show that we're doing from a remote location. So let's hope it sounds good.
I'm sure it'll be completely fine. So for today's episode, we're going to touch a little bit on the Premier League, who's running away with the table, what our projections are for the top four, and obviously, we're in January, so we have to touch on the transfer market. And if I get my way, we'll sneak some Serie A in there too. Right, guys?
Sounds good.
So, I want to know, Ben, do you think De Bruyne sealed the deal for Manchester the other day?
I would say yes. I would say that's done. It's in the bag. The only team that can catch them now is Liverpool. They have a game in hand, but then they'd have to win every game as well. So it's going to be very tough for them.
So Liverpool's going to have to win every single game without...
Basically, yeah. With the way the run's going, that's what they need to do now, which is going to be very, very, very difficult.
And then they also need Man City to lose.
I mean, they're going to have to win the game when they play each other and then hope that Man City lose. But what are they on, like a 12-13, they're winning every game so far. So they are on fire at the moment.
Right.
I don't know. I'm looking at the table. I've watched a couple Man City games, a couple Liverpool games. I just don't see any way for anybody to catch Man City at this moment.
What do you feel about Chelsea? How far they've dived?
Chelsea is one of the... I have to say, if I sympathize with any team in the Premier League, for me, it's always been Chelsea. And I don't even understand what's going on with them this season. To be honest, I think they might fall out of the top four if they continue playing the way they have.
Yeah, no, I mean, look at it. What's happening at the moment since Lukaku, and they had that argument, they can't buy a win at the moment. Was he a problem in Italy or was he fine?
No, I think the problem is that he wants to be back in Italy from everything that I've been reading.
And I think the problem is there's some turmoil there because after watching yesterday's game, they should have won that pretty easily with the team that they put on the field and they end up tying.
They're just not playing as a team, are they, at the moment?
Third tie in a row.
I wonder almost if it's like a Champions League hangover.
I mean, it could be. I mean, the league's a different animal, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? You have to grind every week. You have to get them wins, which your Man City are doing at the moment. Champions League, a little bit less. Do you know what I mean? You get through your group stages when it's a one-on-one tournament.
No, absolutely. But to see that team come together last year, win the Champions League, and obviously they did well on the table as well. And now it's like they got two ahead of themselves. I don't want to say they stopped putting in the hard work because they're professionals. You don't want to judge them like that. But something went wrong. It's not the same team that we saw last year.
Yeah, but do you think it's Lukaku? He's meant to be the missing piece this year. Do you know what I mean? Every pundit was saying, oh, they're going to win the league this year. They got Lukaku. He started on fire. And then after five games, dropped off, you know, like sort of dropped off a cliff, basically.
Personally, I think so. I think his comments, the things that he says, we don't know what he says in the locker room either. So he could be agitating everybody back there. He might have some guys that back him up. He might have some guys that resent him. So it could be split in the locker room, which causes this to happen and might even cause Tottenham to come in behind them and take that fourth spot.
If anybody's taking that fourth spot, it's Arsenal.
I was going to say, Andy, I mean, that's a brave statement. It's going to be Arsenal.
No, hold on a second. Arsenal would be in the third spot. I'm saying Chelsea would drop down that far before the end of the season.
I'd love that. Well, no, I wouldn't love that because I don't want Tottenham nowhere near it. But
Right.
But Chelsea are falling. Chelsea are falling quickly. I do agree. I don't get their chemistry. I know we started off about Man City. If you look at Man City's chemistry, they can rotate their 25 players. They don't miss a beat, do they?
It's plug
every
and
other
play.
Team tries to do the same thing, and they fall away. But I don't get it.
That's also because Guardiola creates a system. That's what it's supposed to be. That's why he goes after the players that he specifically wants and needs. So any team that he's coached has been able to do that. It's all plug and play. I don't believe Chelsea has that system in place.
No, I agree with you. Do you know what I mean? Chelsea probably has the same equivalent of players as a squad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But Guardiola, he does it early doors. He rotates players from the start. They all know their roles. They know what they need to do.
So
they just keep rolling.
here's something to think about. We've talked about the Conte effect, right? Yep. There's also something called the Tuchel effect. Everywhere he goes, he wears out his stay after 3 years.
He's robotic
and, you know, so machine-like that the players actually start to dislike playing for him. So that could be an issue as well.
No, I mean, I do agree with you. I was listening last night and they're saying Mount is now struggling. Like every time he makes a pass and everything else, he's looking to the sidelines, you know, like the old days when you looked at your parent, you know?
Yeah, I was just going to say, just like when my kid looks over after he makes a pass looking for approval, you can't have that.
Yeah, and he's doing the same thing there, they're saying.
Right.
He has no game at all.
He could end up ruining that kid. Yeah, he's a great player. I think he could be a great player.
Antonio, any views on that?
There's not much more than I can add to that. I agree.
Yeah. So that being said, we'll see what happens at Chelsea in the next couple of weeks. But
Man City, they're flying. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
They could probably win every game now, to be honest, to the end of the season.
That's what it looks like. I'm not even sure what they have lined up going forward. But I think they're playing – when are they playing Liverpool again?
I mean, that's probably a key game to see if it actually, you know, becomes interesting again.
Well, let's be honest. If that Liverpool game happens anytime in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, you could pretty much count that as a win for Man City without.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Yes.
Those guys down at the African tournament.
April 9th. April 9th. So things could happen from now until April.
That is true. Because Champions League kicks back in, doesn't it? February.
Correct. And Liverpool doesn't have an easy game right off the bat. I know a lot of people are counting out the Italian side, but Liverpool does have to play Inter twice, and they're going to be a tough squad.
So it's going to be tricky for them?
Listen, realistically, Liverpool should win. But if there's anything Inter Milan does well, it's they know how to defend teams out of a game. So could lead to Liverpool's frustration, and I don't know how that would affect them in the league moving forward. Psychologically, it might be hard to bounce back.
Inter is also similar to Liverpool. They're the most complete team in Serie A. So
yeah, but when you take the most complete team in Italy and compare it to the most complete team in the Premier League, we're talking about two different type of completes here.
Right. Understood. But if there was a team that would give Liverpool an issue from Serie A, it would be Inter.
Inter Milan's the only one that Italy's got left. Meanwhile, in the Premier League, we're still talking about Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City, you know, and Arsenal making a climb back up. Mentioning all these teams, what the hell is going on with Manchester United?
That is a huge question.
I have two words. Cristiano Ronaldo. And now the talk is that he wants to leave at the end of the season.
I just don't think he's happy, is he? I think he wanted to go to a winning team. They're not a winning team. They're a team in turmoil at the moment.
Right. So, Ben, Sports Illustrated came out with an article, I believe it was about a week ago, and there's actually talks that if Cristiano Ronaldo and Manchester United do not make the Champions League by season's end, he will rescind his contract and go play elsewhere.
Oh, I could imagine that 100%. But they're not going to make Champions League now, are they? If you look at them.
Nope.
They're a million miles off it at the moment.
It's crazy, though, because that was one of the teams that started off the season hot. If you remember, what was it? Like, the first couple of games, who's the other Portuguese player on Manchester United? I can't think of him right now.
Fernandes?
Fernandes? Yes, Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes started off the season on fire. Didn't Pogba tie or set the record for most assists in a game early on? And it's like, as soon as Cristiano Ronaldo got there, everything fell apart. Everything.
It's because you're accounting for one player, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? He's a great goal scorer, but he doesn't do the other work, does he? Everyone else has to chip in for him.
But Ben, it's like we talked about during our season at Shoreline. You can't look to one guy every time, right? That's what they do. He expects to have the ball placed at his feet anytime they have the ball. So you can't go through them every single time. And they forgot how to distribute the ball.
He's like you playing at the Napoli club, isn't he? With them people.
Right.
They want the ball to their feet, and that's it. If not, they're throwing their arms up, and he's throwing his arms up at the moment.
The funny part is, I haven't played at the Napoli club for 2 years, and I know exactly who you guys are talking about. Too.
You know, I'm not going to say, but you know. But I don't know how they get out of it. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they've got Pogba. He runs out of contract, doesn't he, in the summer?
Correct. And
is he going to play any of this season now?
Well, I guess this is a good transition, right? Where he's leaving. His contract is up. You got Mbappe, who's leaving PSG. Where's he going to go? Will he go to Man United? Or will he go to Barcelona? Will he go to City A? What do you think?
Well, I always heard he was going to go to Real Madrid.
Yeah, Real Madrid.
That's what I heard as well. But, you know, that's the other thing that's crazy right now. Ben, I don't know how close you've been following Ant, but with this whole transfer market, first of all, this transfer market is slow, I feel like, for all leagues. I haven't heard much shakeup at all since it started. But I also haven't heard anybody associated with Manchester United. Usually,
that's true. I haven't heard not one player.
Right. All I've been hearing is players leaving United in rumors, but I haven't heard anybody going into United.
Do you think that's because they don't have a settled manager? He's only meant to be there for 6 months and then move away and a new one comes in?
Could be, but I think that also has a lot to do with when Ronaldo came in. He didn't like the manager then. The guy got fired. They probably all put everything on a halt, thinking, all right, you know, let's lose 5 games, get this guy out of here. We'll pick up those 5 games because Cristiano's here, no worries. And now they're what, in 8th place?
7th place, yeah.
7th place.
I mean, they're not far off, to be fair, but they don't look like winning either. A bit like Chelsea, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the problem with them as well.
So I got some exciting news for you, if you want to hear it.
As long as it says Fiorentina center forward, that's the only thing I want to hear at the moment.
It says, as of an hour ago, Aubameyang is going to Saudi Arabia.
I will take that all day long at the moment. He's not playing. Do you know what I mean? We'll take it. So get rid of him. Get him off the wages. And then
those wages,
we'll bring in
$340,000 a week.
Yeah.
Now you can pay Vlahovic his $400,000 a week. No problem.
That's who we need. That's what we're looking forward to, you know?
I still believe you're not getting Vlahovic until...
Oh, yeah. I've just looked it up. El Nassr?
Yes.
Please take him. There's a big spread in Sky Sports in England.
Yep.
Arthur, Antonio. They reckon that's going to go through very soon to Arsenal.
Really? So the other transfer rumor that I've been following is Ramsey back to Arsenal as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I haven't seen nothing about that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
That's because no one's seen anything about Ramsey in the last 2 years, so...
The problem is, you need one player to go to start like a domino effect, don't you, for all the other players?
Right,
absolutely.
Plus, saying that, I have seen Newcastle. They've gone in for Lingard today.
Oh, are they really?
Jesse Lingard, yeah. Really? And they say they're getting that. Is it Carlos from Spain?
So, from Newcastle, what I saw is that they were going after Phil Jones. From Manchester United, they were going to be going after Keylor Navas at PSG, and then there was one more. I don't know much about him, but Todd Cantwell.
He's not a bad player, actually.
Don't forget,
23-year-old left midfielder. He's where? At Norwich right now, correct?
Yes.
And don't forget Robin Gosens.
Oh, that's right. But so here's the problem. I heard they have the agreement in place with Gosens, but they still haven't finalize the deal with Atalanta. I'm not sure how true that is, but
it looks like Atalanta's ready to agree on it.
They are. So Newcastle also made an offer for Duvan Zapata.
Yep.
But Atalanta said, if you want Zapata, you got to pay a top dollar for this guy.
Right. Now Zapata's is this a center back? No.
Zapata's the striker.
Right.
Yeah, Duvan Zapata. He played for Napoli, played for Udinese.
Right.
But it looks like England are dropping into Italy all the time now. Like the Premier League, they're looking at all the Italian players.
Well, See, here's the thing. They're coming to the Italian league, but they're never taking any Italians. They're taking all the other guys from other countries that we've grown.
But you know what I mean? Like, they're coming into the Italian league. They're dropping into that league. So that league must be on the up.
I'm not sure. Put it this way. The guys that they have taken are, one, all up there in age, and two, they haven't won anything while being in Italy. So, yeah, it's a big-name signing, but what are you actually getting? And it brings us back to what we were talking about before. You know, Lukaku won with Inter. They were the first team to break Juventus' streak. And what has he done at Chelsea?
Nothing.
I feel like these teams from the Premier League are going to Italy seeing, oh, look at this player. Look at what he does for this certain team. Brings them back to the Premier League, and those players don't know how to adjust to that style of play.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what gets me. I mean, it's two different leagues, isn't it? The English league is fast and the Italian league slower. Do you know what I mean? Just the way it's played.
And now,
it doesn't mean it's going to be a good fit.
Now, AC Milan is looking to pick up the kid from Tottenham. I know I'm going to butcher his name. Tanganga?
Yes. Yep. The centre-back?
Yeah, the centre-back. I think he's got to be like 19 or 20 years old. I don't think he's that much older than that. And they need somebody back there, especially that Kier is out for the rest of the season.
Right.
And he's pretty good.
That's going to be interesting.
He's pretty good.
Any other players, Antonio, you've heard of moving around?
So, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Kieran Trippier might be going to Newcastle as well. There's about a 95% chance of that happening right now.
He's already gone.
He's already gone. So that's he's official. Gone. Okay. So yep, my there. Sources were wrong.
He's there.
Sports Illustrated. So, I mean, listen, Newcastle's making the push. They're trying to stay up and relevant in the league. And I know we discussed it last week. But I told you I thought they're going to get relegated. But if they end up making all these signings, who knows? They might just pull off enough to stay in the
league. Well, you say that. I agreed with you last week. But now they just drew with Watford at the weekend 1-1.
Right.
Watford just above them and Norwich won. So now it's getting trickier. You know, like right. You need to beat the teams around you. You can't draw with them, you know.
Right. We also said that they need to make five crucial moves, right? So if they could pick up five crucial players and just hover until the beginning of February, I think things could change around for them too.
Well, I mean, just signing Trippier alone was a huge addition for them.
Right.
I've liked Trippier, going 4 or 5 years back. I always thought he was a good player. So the fact that he's going out to Newcastle now to help him out, if they end up signing any of the other guys we talked about, like you said, there's their 4 or 5 moves that can help them solidify this thing.
But they need to get him. They need a goal scorer. I know they signed Chris Wood, but does he score goals? Does he score enough goals, you know, from Burnley?
Ben, what's the story with Rodrigo over at Leeds? He wants out. Have you heard him?
He's their best player, isn't he? I heard that Bayern Munich want to sign him. That's all the talk.
Why doesn't Newcastle go after him?
That's a good shout as well, man. To be fair, if you could get him, he guarantees goals and assists. You know, he'd probably get him 10 goals, probably right. 5 assists by the end of the season.
That's somebody that you know is proven in your league. You don't have to try to groom him to be ready for a different pace of soccer.
My issue is he willing to leave a better situation for a worse one? Because still nothing is guaranteed with Newcastle.
No, nothing's guaranteed. But like you said before, if one guy goes.
It's all about the money though, you know. Yeah. They're throwing so much money at people at the moment.
Ben, I'm still a hopeless romantic. I like to think it's not about the money and, you know, people actually play it because they love the games and the teams. So.
It's all about the money, isn't it? You know? Unfortunately, everything goes around money. We all love it not to be.
Listen, there's one other rumor, though. This one I was excited about when I found it. They're actually saying Christian Eriksen might go play for Brentford.
Yeah, I was going to – Do you think that's true? I mean, there's big rumors here.
I hope so. I like him. I liked him when he was at Tottenham.
Do you think he can play again the way he is? Or?
There's a kid that had the same situation that plays in the Netherlands. I can't remember his name now. And he's got the same exact situation, and he's playing again.
He's playing again?
The thing is, with Italy, because of liability and insurance, they do not allow players with pacemakers onto the pitch. But I don't think that's the same for every other league in the world. So he has an opportunity at playing. Might not never be in Italy again, but hey, if he ends up playing in the Premier League again, that's a pretty good trade-off. Leave Italy for the Premier League, I don't blame him.
No, he was a great player when he was last year for Tottenham. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, and even at Inter Milan, he was a great player. I honestly believe he was misused in the beginning, but then he started proving his worth off the bench. Obviously, was a part of helping Inter secure the title last season. The guy's 29. He's still got it. He's a good player.
I like him.
Yeah, so he's got a few years in the bank if he can get on the field, basically.
Chelsea's also linked to Sergio Gomez. They call him the assist king. He was brought up from Barcelona. He's supposed to be this prodigy player, but we'll see. We'll see what happens if they get him, because they'll have to get rid of somebody else in his place.
Is there any Italian teams that are going to buy players? You two? Any moves?
AC Milan's looking for Tanganga.
Napoli ended up just acquiring, what was his name? Alex Tuanzebe.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it's on loan. He's currently owned by Manchester United, but I believe he was at Aston Villa, terminated his loan spell early to come play for Napoli. He's made an appearance for us already. I like him. I think he's a good player, but time will tell how good he actually is and if he can be Koulibaly's replacement in this squad.
Now, a feel-good story about Napoli. Our very own Angelo, his cousin, got his first call-up to the first
second,
squad.
Second
call-up?
Yeah, second, it was a second appearance with Napoli. It was enough.
No, that's cool.
It was a Coppa Italia match, so.
And hopefully he's the replacement for Insigne, so he'll be playing.
No, Napoli actually signed Insigne's replacement today. 17-year-old kid who plays on the left wing, and the whole reason they were waiting with this 17-year-old whether to give him a contract or not was based on Insigne. So as soon as Insigne signed with Toronto, they got it in the works. This kid, by the time he turns 18, is going to be making $1 million.
Wow.
So
nice.
The other dude.
Hopefully Antonio can get some tickets then when we go.
right.
Listen, I'm already reaching out to Insigne for when he comes over to New York. We got to get tickets to go watch him play.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that'd be fun.
The other news coming from Napoli, I don't know if you saw. The 2026 looks like Jeff Bezos wants to buy them. Or Bezos, I should say.
Listen, if you talk to anybody else, they're going to say that Bezos only wants access to the Napoli ports so he can make more deals with China. But I don't care if that's what his main goal is. That amount of money in Napoli, like Ben said, it's all about the money, right? So it can't be a bad thing.
Oh, you need them, don't you? That attracts players as well, doesn't it?
It does. And maybe they become an international team like a Juventus, like an AC Milan, you know. You need something like that.
No, you do, yeah. They've got the name, and then you want a bit of weight behind it to take it further.
So, Ben, the only transfer news that I found for Serie A, since you asked, is Onana playing for Inter Milan now. Remember the Ajax goalkeeper?
Oh, he went there? Because Arsenal were after him for ages.
I mean, he had the band for a little while. He's a good keeper. And yet, when he was 22, 23, playing against the top competition in Europe in the Champions League, he was playing lights out. So the fact that Inter's getting him at 25 for Andanovic's replacement, maybe a year or two down the road, I think it's an incredible steal.
Oh, that is. Did they get him free or did they have to pay anything?
That I'm not sure. I saw that he was 100% confirmed going there. I'm not sure the acquisition price, though.
That's huge, though. He's meant to be a very, very good goalkeeper. Good with his feet, yeah?
So. Yeah, he is. I mean, listen, Inter Milan is just solidifying themselves for the future. They got talent. The system, I mean, even with Pippo Inzaghi coaching them now, it's like, They didn't skip a beat from Conte and missing Lukaku. They're plug and play, like we were talking about with Man City.
Stepping up and playing.
So we were talking about Christian Eriksen before. As of right now, he's without a club, so he can go sign anywhere.
Yeah. No, Inter did him that favor. They released him.
They did good by him.
Yeah, they did. They had to.
They even let him train at their facilities to get back in shape.
Yes, but he ended up training back in it. Yes. Yeah, he didn't do it. He went to the facilities, obviously. The team wanted to see him. They released this whole video. It was heartwarming about welcoming back. But they knew because of the Italian laws and regulations, he couldn't be a part of that team.
It's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. Brentford play today, don't they? So that'll be even better. We'll see. See if any rumours come out of it. I think they play Man U today, so.
Yeah, didn't Brentford
be some talk going on?
Or tied them?
Who did they tie on Saturday?
No. In the beginning of the season, Brentford, I believe, either tied or beat Manchester United. Did they not?
I don't remember.
No. They beat Arsenal, and they drew with Liverpool.
That's who it was. I was confusing them with Arsenal. That game was 2-0.
Yes. We don't need to mention that again, though, do we? I think you drew me in there, didn't you? And the knockout punch.
Just a little bit, Ben. Just a little bit.
Roma made some moves. They picked up Oliveira from Porto and Maitland-Niles from Arsenal.
That's going to be interesting, though, see what he does there. He hasn't played too much at Arsenal, I think just due to Arteta. But he's a good player. You know, before Arteta come in, I mean, he just got into the England squad. So there's a lot of talent there.
He's on loan there. I mean, anything can happen. What's he play? What position?
Well, that's the thing. Like, at Arsenal, when he did really well, he was playing everywhere. Right back, left back, centre midfield, everywhere. He didn't really have a position, but he wants to play centre midfield. Yeah. So last year, he went to West Brom. They played him centre midfield. He come back. That's where he wants to play. We didn't play him there. I think he's gone to Roma to play centre midfield.
Sampdoria made some moves too. They picked up Rincon from Torino and Conti from AC Milan. Conte, I don't think he played any games this year.
Those are moves just for depth. They didn't pick up any starters.
Oh, but here's a question for you too. Where do Italy scout their players, like to pick up the gems?
Was FIFA 21?
Yes. Do they go on FIFA? Do they go Brazil scouting? Do they go like all over Europe? Where do they normally get their gems from?
Look, I'm going to be honest. I could speak just on behalf of Napoli. I mean, for Napoli, I know how their scouting works, especially because they don't have a good youth system. At least they didn't have a good youth system. They are trying to put money into it and grow it so that we could have more homegrown talent. But their scouting, a lot of it is from South America. Very early on, they were looking in South America. Then, you know, they start looking in more parts of, I want to say Western Europe.
Yeah.
Eastern. Eastern Europe, you're correct. Yeah, so they start looking more in Eastern Europe for players. They never, besides Twanzebe, I've never really seen them go for anybody, you know, from England. A lot of their scouting always comes.
You know what that is?
What?
Reason being, England's different to the rest of Europe. They can put players on contracts like 16, where Europe has to wait till 18.
Correct.
So it gives them a little advantage in England.
Right. Well, that's also because the youth academies in England are run so well. They're basically getting professional contracts or an opportunity for that professional contract at a younger age. If you find talent,
but Europe, you can't give it until like Italy, France, you can't give them a contract until 18, but England 16, which seems a bit unfair as well, you know, to jump ahead.
Which is crazy, though, because I've been seeing a lot more is, you know, for depth purposes. They don't necessarily become starters unless, like, you're looking back in the day. Well, who was it? Pato, who played for AC Milan at 17 years old?
Oh, right, right.
Right. But what you're seeing is, like, you know, Antonio Scioffi for Napoli just made his debut when he was 17. Luigi Sebe was a goalkeeper. He made his debut at 17. Donnarumma played at 16.
Right.
Those guys should be able to get those professional contracts and the more money right away.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But Donnarumma's a little different. You know, at 16, he was probably as big as he is now. But can you imagine a 16-year-old keeper trying to stop a shot from a Harry Kane or even a 40-year-old Ibrahimovic?
Well, unfortunately, Donnarumma never got that chance because Milan wasn't good enough to make the Champions League.
Right.
So, I mean, he did well for what he did in Italy, but it was just crazy that at 16 years old, you know, we talk about
that is crazy. Last week, Leeds had a 15-year-old on the bench.
Really?
Did you see him?
I didn't see him. No, I didn't. I just read about it today. I was listening.
He looked like a baby. He was a baby out there, a baby among men. I can imagine he was probably shaking butterflies, all sorts of stuff going through him.
Can you imagine 15 being on the bench at a Premier League game or any game, you know?
Sounds like any player's dream come true, though.
Exactly.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's what you want to see. Obviously, there's a lot of bad out there with COVID, but if he's getting young kids the opportunity to be on the bench or even get on the field, it's got to be a good thing.
Right. Right.
Ben, have you watched any Italian soccer at all since our last episode?
I've been watching clips of that. I keep looking around now. It's got me interested. It's
got you interested. From what you've seen, what do you think? Any team stand out to you the most?
To be honest, I'm more Fiorentina. Just, but there seem to be good players there. Do you know what I mean? It just seems to be growing all the time. Maybe it's because England's talking about it more and more now. Italy,
right.
You know?
Right.
They're even bringing back the old Channel 4. Like, I sent you the text the other day concerning Channel 4 when Gazza used to play there.
Yeah, Golaccio.
Yeah, so they're pumping Italy again. What was it you said? The last bit?
Golaccio.
Golaccio.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what they used to say on that show.
Yeah, so they're pushing that again, you know? So everyone's getting more and more into it, which is good, you know? It's good to see more leagues. They went to Spain. Spain's gone down and they've gone back to Italy.
Yeah.
We have more teams involved, which I appreciate, you know?
Without Messi and Ronaldo, you kind of assumed that was going to happen to the Spanish league.
Absolutely.
But you probably got like 6 or 7 teams doing well, like, you know, vying for stuff.
Right.
And the table's a lot closer in Serie A than it is in the Premier League. You know, it's anybody's game really right now.
I'll tell you what, though, and I'm going to end it on this note for today. The table will not be closer if Vlahovic ends up signing for some red team over in England.
He will be. I'll guarantee he will be there in a couple of days now. He was waving goodbye to the fans.
Stop. I have him on my fantasy team. He can't leave.
No, he's got to leave so I can make my way up from the bottom of the pit of our fantasy league and try to make our Euro Cup. Make top 4 before the end of the season.
There's going to be some twists and turns, though, aren't there, in the next couple of weeks, you know?
Oh, for sure.
With all the transfers and everything else, there's going to be low moves going everywhere, all sorts happening. It's going to be fun and interesting. What about, obviously, Roma's getting a big shout now in England because of Mourinho?
Right.
Taking over some English players there. How are they doing?
They need work. Roma needs work. Mourinho has a plan. If they stick with him, anything could happen in the future. It's just not going to happen for them this season.
Oh, another thing. Sorry, guys. Everton just sacked Benitez. Do you have any opinions on Benitez?
I don't on Benitez, but a while back I had mentioned something about Everton. Everybody thought I was crazy when I said there were conversations about Pirlo managing Everton.
Now, oh, you said that. Yeah, I remember.
Now everything's going to start to fall into place.
I still don't think it's going to be Pirlo. But Benitez, I liked him when he, you know, had his stint at Napoli. He really found a lot of talent for us, and a lot of big players ended up coming to our club because of his name and what he brought to the table. So I think that Benitez was a good manager. I just never thought of him as a winner, if that makes sense.
No, I get you. All right. What about, sorry to drag on here, Watford, Ranieri?
Look, I love Ranieri. Ranieri has proven that he can do the impossible, right?
Yep.
I just don't know if he could do it again, especially with Watford. So he left Serie A. He couldn't make it in Serie A. And I truly believe if he couldn't fix Sampdoria, he's not going to be able to fix Watford.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a fair point.
One last note that just popped up. Looks like Tomori is looking to go to Man United.
Well, wasn't Tomori owned by Man United? Or was he owned by Chelsea and he was...
No, that you're thinking of Bakayoko.
No, Fikayo Tomori was owned by a Premier League team. And they loaned him to AC Milan, and then they bought him. I just don't remember if it was Chelsea or if it was Manchester United.
That's one or the other. But if he leaves AC Milan, they'll be out of the Euro Cup, the Champions League contention too. So,
well, Ben, if you want to look up some Italian clips, look up Spezia versus AC Milan, a team about to get relegated, just beat them 2-1.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah,
thanks to a referee that got relegated hours afterwards to the City of B.
Oh, man, you Milan fans are starting to sound more like you.
I was going to say the Milan fans are chucking on there. Yeah, what's coming on?
Oh, all right, guys.
Picking that out straight away.
Guys, I think we have to end for today's episode.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you,
Catch up with you soon.
Sounds good.
Till the next time.
Bye, everyone. All right.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.